Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message.
This opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world.
He expects more of us.
He believes we
can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Behind the Work, a new radio program here on KPCG. I'm your host, Grant Turgeon, and we're broadcasting to you live from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus in Edmond, Oklahoma. As I said, the name of this show is Behind the Work, and the aim of the show is to provide a behind-the-scenes look at God's work, which is carried out by a spiritual family of about 5,000 members of the Philadelphia Church of God and assisted by many more thousands of co-workers. Each Monday at 11:30 a.m., we will provide updates on God's work, discuss current events in the work. Many times we'll interview contributors to the work, and we'll explain why this work is so important. A helpful resource for this radio program will be the autobiography of Herbert W. Armstrong. This 907-page book is all about God's work through Mr. Armstrong and the Worldwide Church of God from the 1920s all the way up until Mr. Armstrong's death in 1986. You can read this book online, download it, or order a physical copy at thetrumpet.com. Everything the Philadelphia Church of God and Pastor General Gerald Fleury do today is patterned after that marvelous work. As I said, my name is Grant Turgeon. Among other things, I am a personal assistant to Mr. Fleury. And last Sunday, we were on a flight together, and he told me to start this show. It really was that simple. Mr. Fleury has also said that he will come on the show anytime he pleases, so the time slot is always open to him, and we're very excited for him to possibly pop on by any one of these Mondays at 11:30 a.m. Well, Mr. Fleury also told me what to talk about for the first program, so let's get right into that. Mr. Fleury flew to Columbus, Ohio on November 11th. That's the flight I was telling you about, for a two-day personal appearance campaign with subscribers to the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine. The campaign was Mr. Fleury's seventh such personal appearance campaign since restarting the lecture series in July 2017. He made the trip on the PCG Gulfstream 450 jet, departing Oklahoma City just before 8 a.m. and arriving in Columbus around 10:45 local time. According to the PCOG weekly email to PCG members, he spoke to 276 Trumpet subscribers on November 11th. That included 132 non-members. And then on November 12th, just last Monday, he spoke to 115 Trumpet subscribers, including 36 non-members. The first follow-up Bible study for those who were interested was held yesterday. Philadelphia Church of God, Eastern United States Regional Director Cal Culpepper gave a Bible study about where is the one true Church of God. A pretty exciting topic, and hopefully it did change the lives of the 15 or 20 non-members who showed up. Like I just mentioned, we have this PCG News email, and every Friday this comes out to church members. If you are not signed up for that yet and you are a church member, you can go to thetrumpet.com, look in your subscriptions tab once you are signed in, and you should be able to see the PCG weekly email option. Then just simply click subscribe. For those of you who are not members, don't worry. We will be presenting various items from this email every week during this show. It's pretty incredible just to look through the one from this week because it does show how unique the work is. Like I said, there was the segment here from the personal appearance campaign last weekend. Then there was, apart from Jerusalem, we have a PCG office in Jerusalem, and Watch Jerusalem podcast host Brent Noctegal actually participated in a media tour of Israeli territory near Gaza during an ongoing rocket barrage in which Hamas terrorists launched more than 400 rocket, mortar, and missile attacks into civilian population centers in Israel. So that's quite a tour for Mr. Noctegal there. And you can find his radio program at kpcg.fm. That's kpcg.fm. Or at thetrumpet.com. There's a radio tab there. And I'm sure he has a lot to say about an experience like that. You can also go to watchjerusalem.co.il. Watchjerusalem.co.il. And that is a website all about the history and the prophecy of God's holy city. So you have personal appearance campaigns where the PCG pastor general is flying all over the country and even into Canada on one occasion so far. Then you have an office in Jerusalem. You have this radio station, which there's an update about in this email as well. Then there's also a part here about the Key of David airing its first broadcast on Carib Vision, a station that reaches 20 nations throughout the Caribbean as well as parts of the United States and Canada. So there's a TV program too and television stations that broadcast that. And also in this PCG weekly email, there's a quote from TripAdvisor.com. And this is about the Armstrong International Cultural Foundation concert series. It says here, blown away by the elegance of the auditorium, that's Armstrong Auditorium here on campus, and the amazing acoustics, hearing Ann Aikiko Myers was absolutely spellbinding. What talent and grace. An unforgettable experience. Highly recommend visiting for any of their outstanding performances. So that should give you a pretty decent idea of the many various and interesting projects that God's work is involved in. And again, you can subscribe to that weekly email that comes out every Friday afternoon by going to thetrumpet.com and signing in. Just remember that that is for church members only. All right, now back to the personal appearance campaign from last weekend. Like I was talking about, he went to Columbus, Ohio, and he spoke to a few hundred people. Always the second night's a little bit smaller just because it's a Monday night. People who have driven from other states can't necessarily make that trip after a work day, so it's a little bit of a smaller crowd on Monday night. But during this two-night campaign, there were attendees from eight states, including headquarters staff that came up from Oklahoma. One coworker even came from 322 miles away in New York. It's really exciting to see someone that dedicated and excited to hear Mr. Fleury speak in person. At this point, I also want to plug pcog.org/news. Right now, there's all kinds of great articles, including an article about a personal appearance campaign that we had over in London. And this was from evangelist Stephen Fleury, who is stationed over in England. He was the one who spoke at that campaign. There's an article about that there at pcog.org/news. There's articles about the Key of David and the response that it has been getting. Zimbabweans enjoy Family Day. Imperial Academy students visit Ranch. Northeast members hold annual campout. Member receives shocking news regarding heart condition. I'm just reading some of the headlines here at pcog.org/news. Really a great resource for keeping up with what's going on in God's work. So at this personal appearance campaign, Mr. Fleury started out the first lecture by quoting French President Emmanuel Macron. On November 6th, in a radio interview, Mr. Macron said, "We have to protect ourselves with respect to China, Russia, and even the United States." He said that. That's really a quote from the French president. He then added, "We will not protect Europeans unless we decide to have a true European army." That's a bold statement, and you can see at thetrumpet.com that God's work has been declaring that a European army would form, and we've been declaring that for nearly 30 years. Mr. Armstrong's work before us has declared that for another 5 decades. And now we see it happening. Why would Mr. Macron lump the United States in with China and Russia? These are two nations in the stranglehold of tyranny. These are two nations that, if they had the chance, would invade and pillage all of France's resources. Meanwhile, the United States has been on France's side in both world wars. Truly incredible that the French president would insult the U.S. in that way. He also, I believe it was last Sunday, on a very important 100-year anniversary of the end of World War I, talked about how nationalism is the opposite of patriotism. He's actually redefining basic definitions now, I guess. And Mr. Fleury pointed out in his first campaign lecture that this actually fits with the character of the French forefather, Reuben. And this is actually in your Bible, the very first book. You can look in Genesis 49, verses 3 and 4, where God calls Reuben unstable as water. God accuses Reuben of being untrustworthy, even by his own brothers. And don't we see the descendants of Reuben today, the nation of France, following through and upholding that exact same character trait? This is one aspect of God's work, and perhaps the most important. God's work, its very foremost goal is to warn the world. There's a select few people on this earth today who understand the prophecies of the Bible, and they understand the events that are about to take place in the near future. And God gives this little group of people the responsibility of warning everybody else. So when you can see the French setting up to betray America, and when you can see Germany rising to dominate Europe once again, well, that's certainly something that needs to be warned about with full force. And Mr. Fleury did that at this personal appearance campaign in Columbus, Ohio last Sunday. You can see the first part of this personal appearance campaign lecture at thetrumpet.com. It's just nearly the first half hour of that lecture. He's talking about the French president and France in prophecy. And that video, I believe, is called French President Demands European Army. So you could, yes, French President Demands a European Army, and that's from November 11th. We actually got to post that the same day that Mr. Fleury spoke it. In that same lecture, Mr. Fleury also talked about the Titanic Battle of the Ages. A pretty exciting topic. What Christ did, if you look back in Matthew 4 especially, he fasted and he prayed for 40 days and 40 nights in preparation for a showdown with Satan the devil. After that, Satan tempted him, tried to poke at his hunger, at his vanity, and cause Christ to sin, which would have then destroyed God's family plan. Once Christ prevailed, though, he made the statement, "The kingdom of God is at hand." Throughout the rest of that first campaign lecture last Sunday, Mr. Fleury gave 3 points about how the throne of David is at hand. So the kingdom of God is at hand, and specifically the throne of David. Mr. Fleury has also recorded and produced a Key of David program titled "The Kingdom of God is at Hand," and you can find that at thetrumpet.com. Contrary to popular belief, Christ was not saying that the kingdom would return right then, or the kingdom would be established on earth at that time. A lot of people use Christ's statement to try to discredit Christ's message. Oh, well, the kingdom wasn't set up back when Christ said it would be. And you can prove for yourself that what Christ meant was the church, the kingdom of God in embryo, is at hand. During Christ's first coming, he set up the church. And that does fulfill what Christ talked about there. On the second night, this is last Monday night, Mr. Flurry spoke about the book of Hebrews. He's talked about this subject quite a bit at these personal appearance campaigns because there's so much depth in this book, written by the Apostle Paul, a man who believed that Christ was about to return during his lifetime about 2,000 years ago. With that kind of urgency, if you believed Christ was returning in a mere number of days, well, you would really go full speed in trying to please God. That's what Paul did in writing the book of Hebrews. In this lecture, Mr. Flurry mainly spoke about developing the very faith of Jesus Christ. That is possible. That's something that human beings can do. And hopefully, we all make a big effort to do that. There's a breathtaking God family vision in the book of Hebrews. And when we understand that vision, we can be bold. We can have the same faith as Christ. We can understand that Christ is our advocate. Whenever we sin, Christ is pleading our case for us with God the Father. And you can find all of that in the book of Hebrews. That's what Mr. Flurry talked about in the second night of his personal appearance campaign in Columbus, Ohio, last Monday. You can find a lot more information about this personal appearance campaign on last Wednesday's episode of The Trumpet Hour with Mr. Joel Hilliker. That's at kpcg.fm or at thetrumpet.com in the radio tab. I got some interviews with the other staff members who were at that campaign, so you can hear some from them as well in that episode of The Trumpet Hour. I mentioned earlier that we do have a G450 aircraft that has been extremely helpful in doing the work. And I just wanted to point out all the different places where we have traveled on that plane since July of last year. It's a pretty incredible and lengthy list. In July of last year, Mr. Flurry went to Mississippi to visit with church members down there. And in that same month, he went up to Chicago for a personal appearance campaign. In September of 2017, Mr. Flurry traveled to Washington State to observe the Holy Day of Trumpets with God's people. In October of last year, he went to England for the Feast of Tabernacles. And then after that, on the same trip, he went to the tiny nation of Israel and visited with Dr. Alat Mazar. We are in partnership with her in a lot of archaeological excavations in Jerusalem. That's just another part of God's incredible work. In January of this year, Mr. Flurry traveled to Los Angeles for a campaign. Then in February, he went to Houston for a campaign. In March and April, he took a 9-day trip to Australia and the Philippines during the Days of Unleavened Bread. That's another festival observance in God's church. And he spoke with church members in those two nations. In May of this year, he went to Cincinnati for the Holy Day of Pentecost. In June, he went to Toronto for a campaign. July, he went to Greenville, South Carolina for another campaign. August, he had a campaign in Phoenix, Arizona. September and October of this year, he went to Florida and Kentucky for the Feast of Tabernacles. And then just last week, he went to Columbus, Ohio for another campaign. So as you can see, it's basically once a month that Mr. Flurry has been able to travel. It's made a big impact on him as far as his health. It's a whole lot easier for him to travel, being able to skip the lines and the security checkpoints and the two-hour waits in terminals with people who oftentimes are openly sick but are not skipping their flights. So he's definitely able to do a lot more with the new aircraft. And finally, like I said I would We'll just quickly get into the autobiography. This is on page 362. Just to give you a little bit of context before reading this inspiring quote, Mr. Armstrong, this is just jumping into the story a little bit, but Mr. Armstrong was already a minister of God at this point, and he was traveling around Oregon on evangelical campaigns of his own. He was doing something that Mr. Fleury continues to practice to this day, including just last week in Columbus. This was affiliated with a Stanbury church in Missouri. But Mr. Armstrong makes clear that he was ordained as a minister by the Oregon Conference of the church, and he was under their authority. He was going around with other ministers in that conference and preaching God's truth to people who wanted to show up to these meetings. Mr. Armstrong quickly realized that he wasn't getting any results when he was with these other ministers, and that's where we'll get into the quote. Page 362 of the autobiography of Herbert W. Armstrong. He writes, "My first evangelistic effort was conducted alone at the end of 1930 in Harrisburg." That's in Oregon. There were conversions. In 1931, I was teamed with Elder Taylor, who had arrived from California. There were no results, except for the night it stormed the meeting out, and in a private Bible study in my room, Mrs. Elmer Fisher had accepted the truth. So no results while he was with Elder Taylor, but then he did convert one lady when they were away from the meeting hall. I was teamed with Elder Roy Daly. There were no results. He left Yuma Pine. I continued alone, and there were conversions. Results then were small. Indeed, it was a small beginning compared to the mounting worldwide harvest of today. But God was using me and producing fruit. I have always noted, in my years of experience since, that if even one member of a two-man team is not a true instrument of God, there will be none of the kind of fruit born which is produced only by God through human instruments. This very undeviating method of God, verified by experience, is the source of great inspiration and encouragement today. For in God's church today, without exception, every minister or team of ministers is used of God, and God really does things through them. By their fruits you shall know them, said Jesus. At the personal appearance campaign last week, Mr. Fleury was joined by three other ministers of God's church, and there were 16 people who expressed interest in attending services with the Philadelphia Church of God. And that's typical of basically every one of these campaigns that we've had for the last year and a half. There have been probably around 10 to 20 people at every one of them who have expressed interest in the church or who have already begun attending as a result of these campaigns. This is just one awesome proof that God is behind these campaigns and making sure that they do produce fruit. Well, this has been our first episode of Behind the Work. It's been a pleasure to be on the air with you. I'll be back on the radio again on Friday at 10 o'clock Central Time with my other show, Trumpet Bookshelf. So until then, keep on doing the work. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.